For a generation, the beat of hip-hop has been synonymous with the Bronx. Walk through that borough's streets today, and the music you're just as likely to hear is a Caribbean-inflected mix of dancehall reggae, Spanish vocals, and hip-hop swagger called reggaeton. Corey Takahashi followed reggaeton over the summer as it challenged rap for dominance in the place where rap was born.
This is one of the reggaeton hits you've heard if you've been anywhere near New York City. The Down Remix by Rakimik NY. Reggaeton was so loud at the Puerto Rican Day Parade in June, other artists took note too.
Yeah, I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to rock the house.
Fat Joe's a popular rapper from the Bronx. His background's Puerto Rican, and this year he was selected to co-host the telecast of the parade on the local Fox and My 9 stations. It was a high-profile spot and a play for younger viewers. But the effort may have missed by a generation, because it wasn't rap so much as reggaeton that ruled parade floats, boomboxes, and cruising passersby. It was so prominent, in fact, that Fat Joe the rapper felt obliged to explain reggaeton to his co-host.
It's a Latino form of hip-hop music. And it's almost like the energy that hip-hop had back in the 70s coming out of the South Bronx when it was very new.
In the streets after the parade, printed flyers touted reggaeton after parties. Others plugged new reggaeton CDs and projects from such old hip-hop hands as Jay-Z and the Wu-Tang Clan, or rather, Wu Latino, as the group's Spanish side venture is called. Still others advertised nightclubs, like this one in the Bronx. The man who runs X-Bar certainly enjoys the reggaeton boom.
You drop a reggaeton beat in a club, it's over. You know, people will gravitate to the dance floor because it's just so catchy.
David Marrero is a father of three who prefers Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd to Daddy Yankee and Don Omar. But at the Bronx nightclub, he knows reggaeton's the best soundtrack for business. And he says he draws on his experience in the Marines running reconnaissance missions to size up the opposition.
I go to clubs all the time, you know, and I've gone to black clubs, white clubs, even in some white clubs, you know, the girls actually go up to the DJ and go, "Can you play some reggaeton, please?" And the DJ would have to, like, literally switch up the whole format of his set to play some reggaeton because, you know, these girls want to really hear it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time now. It's about that time. Turn this thing on now.
Así que prepárese.
Hey, let's go.
Let's go now. Let's go now.
The changing beats inside X-Bar mirror changes in the Bronx itself. In various incarnations, the venue has showcased salsa, hip-hop, and now reggaeton. This shift has significance beyond the Bronx. Latinos are the largest minority group in the U.S., with the youngest median age. Last year, Univision Radio switched the format of one of its New York stations from older Latin music to a playlist it calls Reggaeton y Más, or Reggaeton and More. Its music director is a former hip-hop DJ named Oscar Cortez. Listeners know him as DJ Casanova. He started playing reggaeton in New York clubs about 5 years ago. Back then, he had to blend reggaeton beats with hip-hop lyrics so he wouldn't lose the crowd. Now, at a dance party at Copacabana, he says the situation's reversed.
You know, now hip-hop artists want to jump on reggaeton songs, where before it was the other way around. It all has to do with selling records, whatever's hot in the streets, and reggaeton became hot in the streets, and it's selling records.
Casanova says an indication of shifting tastes can be found in the remixes he's done for Alicia Keys and others, or the slate of collaborations featuring R. Kelly, Snoop Dogg, and Diddy, some of the biggest names in black music working with reggaeton artists. But reggaeton has ambitions well beyond the block.
Yeah. Rockera. This is it.
Yeah. Consider Rockera, a reggaeton rock song released earlier this year. It's a collaboration between Nitro y Fanta, a Dominican reggaeton duo from the Bronx, and an English singing guitar playing rock band from Malaysia called Pop Shuve. Henry Tejada performs as Fanta.
You never hear reggaeton with a rock band. That's like a first, you know. You feel good because you mean like, yo, I'm doing something different, you know. I'm doing music internationally. We're breaking the barriers of the languages. We're doing Spanish and English in the song.
And so are the Malaysians. She's a rock star on the dance floor. Shake it for me, mommy, give me some more. She's a rock star on the dance floor. Shake it for me, mommy, give me some more. She turns into a beast when she hears the demo beats. Burning up the club, cause she knows she's back in heat. Only club VIP, popping bubbly. Dale, mommy, come on, daddy, go, daddy, go. Adiel Franjul, known as Nitro, was impressed with his Asian collaborator's slang.
They said, mommy, dale, go, dale, go. So that's him. That's all. He surprised me when I heard that. I was like, whoa. You know, this guy's talking Spanish right now. Like, I love this. You know, it was hot.
When Nitro y Fanta formed 6 years ago, Franjul says Spanish hip-hop was still the rage at their high school in the South Bronx.
The kids in the Bronx, and actually in New York, at the beginning when reggaeton wasn't so powerful, they used to listen to hip-hop. But then as reggaeton got more powerful, it's kind of like, you know what? I'm Latino. A lot of kids are confused. Like, I'm from here. But I'm not really from here because my parents, my mother, and my father are Dominican. So when you ask them where you're from, they say, I'm Dominican. But then they don't feel Dominican because all they had over here was hip-hop. Now they could have something to relate to, reggaeton.
And Nitro y Fanta are more than happy to serve it up. Yet they're still Bronx-based upstarts in the genre whose biggest stars have almost exclusively come from Puerto Rico. As the rapper Fat Joe observed earlier, these are the streets that animated early hip-hop. But the beat you hear today in the Bronx sounds different. A lot like a cultural remix, a Caribbean-American remix. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstein.